Hello everyone, and welcome back to TaylorMade, the show where you ask the questions and you get your answers tailor-made by Hamline University head football coach Chip Taylor. On this week's episode of TaylorMade, the coach discusses with us the big game against Augsburg this weekend. He discusses Philly sports with Andre, and what candy does the coach have a sweet tooth about? Let's find out on TaylorMade.
So let's welcome back Coach Taylor. Coach, do you have team updates for us?
Team updates, coming off of a tough game, tip our hats off to the guys over at St. Thomas, did a good job. Wish we could, do some things a little bit differently, but that's such as life in the MIAC, man. We play tough teams each week, and we have another tough one coming up. We had a good week of practice, preparation. The guys are flying around, excited to be there, trying to take care of the little things. So we know the little things turn into big things, so that was the focus this week, is just working on the little things and doing our job. So good.
As you mentioned, it was a fairly tough defeat against St. Thomas, but what are some positives you take away to try to build off of?
You know what? When you have a tough game like that, you always debate, do you watch the film with the guys? Do you just move on? You have to, in my opinion, you have to watch it because there's good things on the tape. Us getting a team like that into some third and long situations, fourth and long situations, and being able to get off the field or not get off the field and understand why we didn't get off the field or, did we have our eyes wrong. We just use everything to try to teach our guys. And, we don't try to hide or sugarcoat things or bury things and hope it's going to go away. You can't hope for things. You got to go to work. So our guys watched it. We evaluated them, their performance, not the person. And, we just keep it moving. So I'm excited to see how we attack the rest of the week and obviously on Saturday.
Who were players whose performances stood out for you?
With a game like that, it was very, very, very tough. We pulled our quarterback early. Our backup quarterback, Jay Kissling, did some things which were good. Josiah Harris did some things offensively which were good at times. Defensively, Luke Trudell did a good job of getting us lined up for the most part. So it wasn't necessarily players of the games. Offensively or defensively, special teams wise, we felt like Kyle Johnson did a great job of flipping the field for us with some punts. But again, when you have two punt returns for touchdowns, you can't give a special team player at a game. So Kyle did his job, but we didn't have a couple guys leverage the ball correctly. So we highlighted some performances, but no, there were no players at a game.
You take on Augsburg this week. What are some keys that you see in this contest?
Again, every week I know people who listen probably sound like this guy sounds like a broken record, but again, it comes down to the ball. We have to take the ball away, and we have to take care of the football. And since I've been here since 2013, they've always had a dynamic quarterback, and they got one this year, kid that we looked at coming out of high school. Actually, when I first got here, he was recruiting the West Suburbs, and he's a good player. He's back into the city, and Coach Hagee does a good job with quarterbacks, man, and over the years. So we're going to have to try. Can't stop this kid. You have to try and slow him down. He is definitely scrambling, and he can throw the football. So you have to slow him down. Their running back is a good ball player as well. He's a downhill runner. But even as you look at him from last year, he's a little bit more shiftier. Last year to this point, he was right under 300 yards rushing. Now the kid is at 414 yards rushing. So they have a really good passer. And a kid that can run the ball, and they have a receiver over there who's doing a great job. 12 touchdowns, leading the MIAC, and receiving touchdowns. Defensively, we'll have our hands full, and then offensively, they got some really good cornerbacks, and they have a good scheme. So it's going to be a fun game. It's over in Minneapolis. It's St. Paul versus Minneapolis this week, so it's a good one. Coach Hagee's a good guy. He's one of the guys I like a lot in the league, and it's always fun when we get together. So I'm looking forward to it.
It seems amazing to me. I was thinking today that you're just a few games left in the season, so I'm kind of wondering what your thoughts are on so far how the season has gone.
Wow, I can't believe it. Thoughts on the season, you just really, I talk a lot about with the seniors, man. They're in a spot now where, they see the light at the end of the tunnel. These guys got here, when I got here, and it's just crazy to see them grow and mature. To see how much it matters to them, how much they care about the wins, how they hurt during the losses. It's just amazing how we get together in early August, and then I shouldn't even say that, from January, but then August is when it officially starts, and then now it's dwindling down to 3 weeks left. That's just scary. It's very scary, but that's part of life.
Well, let's head to fan questions this week. We start with Nick, who asks, what are some areas of your team where you wish you were deeper?
You know what? And speaking, I can relatively speak probably for every football coach in the country, man. You always want to be deep in your defensive lines and your offensive line. So, I mean, you know, if we can get deeper there, we'll be good. And that's one of the things that you notice when you watch the elite teams in this league. Their line play is very good, and they have large people, and they're deep at that position. So, again, you know, our offense and defensive line.
Amy would like to know, everyone kind of looks back at those teams in the 80s that won championships and played so well. Are there things that they did for Hamlin at that point that you can use in your own program, or was this just a different time at Hamlin and doesn't really work today?
No, you know what, Amy, that's a really good question. You know, being able to pick up the phone and talk to Coach Tressel week in and week out, you know, he was on, you know, obviously he was riding, he was steering a ship of the 84 team and the 88 team, and you know, the thing that, you know, we can take from those teams and what he did culture-wise, you know, is PMA, positive mental attitude, man, you know. So that's something that those guys talked a lot about. And, you know, it's all about how you're thinking, what you're saying to yourself. And those I think that concept really steered those teams. So, yeah, yes, that is something that we can definitely use in 2017 and 2018 moving forward. But, you know, they were some good teams in the 80s, and that's the goal here. You know, we want to be competitive in the MIAC, and in the future, you want to win a MIAC championship, which can be done here at Hamlin. So,
Derek would like to know, what's been the most fun part of the season for you?
Oh boy, funnest part of the season is, you know, being able to watch the freshmen when you get them, not knowing, you know, how to open a locker, not knowing where, you know, their classes are, to, you know, not knowing, you know, how important being on time is, to, you know, get to week 7, week 8, and them starting to figure it out. And, you know, that's a fun part, you know, watching those guys grow. And like I said, even our seniors, man, just seeing the, you know, how mature they are from when they first got here to now they're the leaders of the team, and watching them try to lead. I mean, it's that's been the funnest part, is watching the growth of our young people.
Cassandra says, I find it fascinating that you grew up in the Northeast, but basically have coached in the Midwest and gone to school in the Midwest. Is this the area that you prefer the most?
You know what? You know, you got to go where opportunity is, you know, where opportunity is located. And, you know, I've got a chance to, you know, born in Philadelphia, grew up in South Jersey, you know, got a chance to go play college football at Illinois State. And I would have went anywhere to go play football. So I got a chance to play there, and then ended up coaching in the Midwest, like you said, in Valparaiso and Rose Holman. So, you know, you got to kind of go where opportunity's at. You know, we have a bunch of Arizona, some Florida, some Georgia, you know, some kids on our team. So I'm always biased when we get those kids because that's the experience I had, you know. So I think it's very important. You know, I think it toughens them up. You're a little bit more resilient. You got to be on your own a little bit faster, and you find out a lot about yourself. So to say, is this the area I prefer? No. And when I did not like Illinois when I first came from New Jersey, it was a culture shock. I wanted to go home, but it was the best thing that ever happened to me. It toughened me up, and, you know, and obviously it's helping me in my, you know, helping me in my career right now. So, I enjoy where I'm at, and I enjoy where the opportunities are.
Andre has a few questions for you, and before we ask him, he said that everybody else could kind of tune out because he just wanted to talk Philly with you.
So, I like where Andre's going.
The first one is, with Aaron Rodgers likely out for the season, does that make Carson Wentz now the top quarterback in the NFC?
Oh, man, Andre, obviously, you know, I'm a big Philly fan, and I got a chance to actually watch Carson Wentz when they beat Illinois State when he was at North Dakota State. I was at that game for the national championship. So I didn't like him then, but I love him now, man. As we call him in Philly, Arson Wentz is the man. You know, I think they even call him Wentzylvania out there. So they change it from Pennsylvania to Wentzylvania. So, you know, he is very good. He's becoming one of the elite quarterbacks, and it'd be fun to, you know, kind of watch him grow, and hopefully he can have a long, long, long career in Philadelphia and stay healthy. So,
next, Andre would like to know, he says the 76ers are going to sit Markelle Fultz for a time because he is not ready. Honestly, can these guys at the top do anything right? I just don't get it.
Yeah, I mean, I feel your pain with the Sixers. I mean, I don't know. We'll see. To say the guys at the top, meaning management, can they get it right? Well, I'm not qualified to answer that. You know, they have a plan. They have a plan, so I mean, I'm sure they're going to stick to their plan and stick to their guns, and, you know, try to do the best for the program. But, you know, I want to see the Sixers do well, and I'm looking forward to. I believe they're coming out and playing the Timberwolves December 12th. So, if I'm not on the road recruiting, which I probably will be, you know, I got to check my schedule. I'm definitely going to get out there and see them. But if I'm gone, I'm gone. I'll just catch it on the radio. So,
Andre always also asks, Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons look sick early on, which I'm assuming sick means really good. So are we going to see promise finally fulfilled?
Again, it's all going to come down to playing the games and one game at a time. So those are some very – those are elite athletes. They're very good. You know, it's going to come down to how they play together, how they take the coaching, how they respond to bad times. You know, I know we're off to a little bit of a shaky start, so it's going to come down to a lot. But as far as talent, we have the talent there. Now it's just all putting it all together.
Bill asks, he says, I shake my head every time I hear LeVar Ball talk. It seems he is making it so that his son is absolutely hated by everyone in the league. I bet your dad wouldn't do something dumb like that.
Yeah, I haven't figured out LeVar Ball. You know, I don't know what he's trying to do. I guess maybe, you know, trying to keep the spotlight on his son, but his son's a talented guy, and I don't understand what he's doing, but again, that's out of my league. As far as my dad, man, very reserved. He would not be in front of the cameras, and you know, that's just not his style. You know, a little bit more old school, and you know, that's just not something my dad would do. So,
I just wonder, playing for the Lakers, isn't the kind of the spotlight on you all the time?
Yeah, I just don't understand what the the kid seems to be pretty quiet. Doesn't seem to say much. So I don't know. And I know the dad played in the NBA, so maybe he's reliving those times, or maybe he's trying to live through his son, but. You know, I just know it's putting a really, really huge target on his son's back. So it's a lot of pressure, but maybe he knows, and I'm assuming he knows his son better than we do. So maybe he knows the son can take it, and maybe that's what fuels the son. Heck, we don't know. Maybe he has the formula. Maybe we're wrong. Maybe he's doing it the right way. You know, I should get on the phone with my dad and tell him to start making a lot of noise, man, and then maybe we can, you know, put the spotlight on us and we can play better. I don't know. I don't have the answers right now.
That's a great idea. Earl would like to know, what's the best advice that anyone ever gave you?
Wow. I would say, I don't know if anybody gave me this advice, but I figured out early in this profession, you know, you want to attack every day like you're on a job interview. And what I mean by that is, you know, in the coaching profession, you never know what coach in the building is going to move on to another job, you know, and give you a great recommendation, or maybe want to bring you with them. So, and again, that does not in the coaching field. So, you know, you can be working at 3M or a Fortune 500 company, and, you know, you go to work every day shirt and tie, and you attack it every day as just a job interview. You never know who might leave and be the next Bill Gates and want to take you along. So I don't necessarily remember somebody telling me that, but I just remember figuring it out early on in a profession, like, man, you want to attack every day as you're on a job interview, you know. So that's some advice I would give to somebody. I don't know if I necessarily, somebody sat me down and told me that. I just kind of figured out, maybe somebody did. If they're listening to this, they can take credit for it. But I mean, that's some really strong advice that we talked to some of our young coaches about here. I know I'm not that old, but you know, I got younger coaches on the staff, and I talk to them every day about that, man. You need to dress, and you need to carry yourself in a way that, you know, if somebody leaves the staff, would they hire you? You know, so
that's excellent advice.
You know,
Tyler would like to know, he says, Coach, what is your candy you enjoy most at Halloween?
Well, I got the question last week or 2 weeks ago about Halloween. I'm not a big Halloween fan, but as far as candy, I do like candy. I would say, you know, Snicker bars are always good. I do like Snicker bars, so I would say I'm a Snicker bar guy, but I'm not a Halloween guy, Tyler, sorry.
I always knew you were an intelligent guy with Snickers. That's awesome. And our last question for this week is, why is it great to be a Fighting Piper?
Oh, man, it's really great to be a Fighting Piper. You know, we got a great weather right now. It could be snow on the ground, but we don't. We have some kids from far distances, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, so they're enjoying the weather as it changes. We have we have the biggest game of the year, and we talk about, you know, every game being big because it's the next one. Well, this is the next game, and it's against a school from Minneapolis who we do a lot of recruiting against. We play for a hammer, so it's another traveling trophy game. You know, we weren't successful in the old bucket game against McAllister, so we have a chance to renew the trophy game record. So we're 0-1. We got a chance to get to 500 in our trophy games. You know, it's huge for recruiting. You know, and the guys are fired up. You know, so it's really exciting to be a Piper this week. The rest of this week, and then obviously on Saturday. So we're just looking forward to going out and playing hard for our fans and the administration and our families. So I mean, we just want to see our guys play well, and we want to coach well, and I'm looking forward to seeing how we come out and attack Saturday.
Excellent. Thanks for joining us this week, Coach.
All right. See you next week.
We want to thank Coach Taylor for joining us on TaylorMade this week. If you have your own questions you'd like to ask the Hamlin coach, please send them to us at ChipTaylor@MinorLeagueSportsSupport.com. That's ChipTaylor@MinorLeagueSportsSupport.com. Please have your questions to us by Wednesday evening so we can give the coach a little time to review them before we record the show. I'm Rob Pannier, the managing editor of the Minor League Sports Report, and we'll see you next time on TaylorMade.